AXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Cleveland Cliffs is laying off 45 more employees at the Hibbing Taconite Company. The Mesabi Tribune reports United Steelworkers announced the layoffs represent 37 union-represented workers and 8 salaried workers. The layoffs are expected to begin February 1st. The latest announcement follows the layoffs of around 600 people last March between the Hibbing plant and the Minorca mine near Virginia. Restructuring and cost savings based on production needs are the reasons given for the layoffs, the Mesabi Tribune reports. Cleveland Cliffs in March 2025 announced it would partially idle the Hibbing Taconite plant as well as the full idling of Minorca. Cleveland Cliffs justifies the moves by citing excess iron ore pellet inventory and a lack of demand for automotive steel. Hibbing Taconite's crude ore supply is dwindling, with only one of the 3 iron ore pellet production lines currently in use at the facility. In other mining news, President Donald Trump has officially notified Congress of the Biden administration's 2023 ban on mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. It's a move Congressman Pete Stauber says corrects a failure and will pave the way for Minnesota's mineral future. Biden, working with his Department of Interior, implemented the 20-year mining ban across more than 225,000 acres in the Superior National Forest. Trump's administration determined the Biden administration failed to properly notify Congress about the ban, according to a news release. Stauber says he plans to introduce a resolution to nullify Biden's mineral ban and that, quote, Northern Minnesota mined the iron ore that won this nation 2 world wars, and we will mine the copper, nickel, and other critical minerals that will allow the United States to compete and win in the 21st century. Respiratory illnesses are on a steep climb across the United States, and northern Minnesota is no exception. The virus sending the most people to the hospital is influenza A. A weekly snapshot from the Minnesota Department of Health shows the flu has hit the state particularly hard, with a steep increase in cases requiring hospitalization since late November. Dr. Daniel Hoody is the Vice President Medical Officer and a hospitalist at Sanford Bemidji Medical Center. Hoody explains that the local numbers are on track with high flu rates across the nation.
We continue to see high or very high flu activity. That's evidenced by our test positivity rate, which has remained above 40 for several weeks now. So that indicates we are in the thick of a particularly severe flu season.
Across the nation, the Centers for Disease Control has reported high flu rates in 32 different states, doubling in recent weeks. Hoody says those most at risk for hospitalization from flu complications are infants and the elderly. Sanford Health Bemidji implemented visitor restrictions on December 21st in response to the rise in respiratory illnesses, with masks required for all visitors to the intensive care units, special care nursery, and the Joe Lucan Cancer Center. Hoody says washing hands, staying home when sick, and getting immunized are some of the ways to combat flu and other respiratory illnesses.
Drive home the point that what we choose to do or not do really impacts all of our neighbors in the community. And unlike other diseases medical conditions, flu prevention efforts such as vaccination, washing hands, wearing masks, staying home when you're sick, those really are a gift that you give to the community.
Fellow regional healthcare system Essentia Health is encouraging people to choose the level of care that best matches their symptoms to avoid bottlenecks in emergency departments. Check with your provider for options for video on demand, e-visits, primary care, and urgent care visits. Hibbing Public Utilities will host a town hall to discuss recent lead testing results. In late October, HBU issued a lead action level notice after completion of annual lead and copper testing. The town hall meeting at 6 p.m. Monday at the Little Theater of the Hibbing Memorial Building will go over testing results, health impacts, and the utility's efforts to reduce lead in the community. Elevated lead levels are not citywide and vary from building to building based on individual service lines and plumbing materials, the HBU says. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.